Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. NBC News is reporting that Alaska was one of seven states that had websites or voter registration systems compromised by Russian-backed hackers before the 2016 election. Division of Elections Director Josie Banky says the state yesterday asked the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for any information related to that news report. The state's election division announced in September that federal officials informed the state that operatives accessed a publicly available website but did not compromise the election system.
It was a public information website. It was not our voter registration database or ballot tabulation system or anything that would have an effect on the election. So those efforts were unsuccessful to tap into the website, and we'll just continue working with DHS and provide information to Alaskan voters as that information becomes available.
Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski says voters have a right to know exactly what occurred.
This is very alarming, obviously. We want to make sure our elections have integrity. We want to make sure that our elections process is secure. We want to make sure that our websites can't be hacked, that our databases with Alaskans' private information is not being accessed by Russian covert operatives.
NBC reports says some of the breaches were more serious than others, from entry into state websites to access of voter registration databases. The other states were California, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Texas, and Wisconsin. State and federal officials are responding to an oil spill about 50 miles north of Kodiak. An abandoned building collapsed Monday, allowing an oil fuel bladder with up to 3,000 gallons of fuel oil to spill into Shuyak Strait. A company has been hired to clean up the spill. New rules are being drafted for the disposal of human waste generated by climbers on Denali. Climbers above a base camp on a popular route up Denali are allowed to drop their poop into deep glacier crevasses. Researchers has determined bacteria in much of the waste lingers, and the waste is likely to emerge at lower elevations. Under proposed new rules, climbers could drop waste in a crevasse at higher elevations, but they would have to carry out the rest. And Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's plan to put more of his department's decision makers in the field has a fundamental flaw in the eyes of some who spent their careers making those decisions. 11 former Interior Department officials with decades of experience in both Washington and in local offices told the Associated Press that most of the key officials are already in the field. Some said the problem is that an increasing number of decisions that should be made locally are made in Washington, D.C. because of political pressure under both Democratic and Republican administrations. The Interior Department manages 700,000 square miles of public land, mostly in the West. The department workforce of about 70,000 is already based outside of the Washington area. Forecast calls for another inch of snow for today.